This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam, I just can't imagine reacting to a texter who said, hasn't listened to the station in a long, long time and tuned in, and once again, you're talking about COVID. I just can't understand why you talk about COVID when we've had this surge all across the country, and then all of a sudden today in our state, the positivity rate is 15%. What are you thinking, reporting on the worst pandemic our country has experienced in 100 years? Don't you know we're turning the corner? I think he means turn the corner once, twice, three times. Then you're right back to where you were. Is that what he means? He's a triple corner turner? You know? Maybe that's it. So stop reporting news, Adam. Stop telling us about the concerns and, I mean, what's going on in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, when they have been as bad as any states in the country, and now it might be coming here. Game 7 was October 27th, 1991. So that made me think, because I saw it multiple places, social media, Twitter in particular. Greatest games we've all watched or maybe attended. Now, I will say this. I like Game 6 better than Game 7. I like Game 6 better than Game 7. I get the argument's great for Game 7. It's Game 7. It's Jack Morris 10 innings. It's the crazy double play. It's Smoltz, as brilliant as Smoltz was that night and the career he had. I just love Kirby taking over the whole damn game. Scott Erickson struggling, the Braves with chance after chance after chance. And we'll see you tomorrow night. So I lean a little bit to Game 6. Which way do you guys lean? 6 or 7? The game, however you want to judge it, the greater game.
I'm a Game 7 guy.
You're a closer.
It's like, which of your kids do you like better? But, I just like the drama, the no scoring, and the pitching duel Game 7 with the added edge.
There is a drama. There is an inherent tension to a Game 7 that is impossible to replicate in any other game. And that's why I'll say every time baseball playoff starts, if I don't have a rooting interest in this particular series, I don't care, just let me get to a Game 7 or Game 5 if it's a shorter series. Mm-hmm. But there is something in that, just inherent in that game, that is impossible to replicate any other time. And then given the nature of that particular Game 7, I'm a Game 7. Game 6 was fantastic. It's the most iconic call in Minnesota sports history. But still, a Game 7 to me is the topper. By a hair, but it's a topper.
Well, recently, if we talk about just a finish, most improbable finish, Game 4 of this World Series is going to be remembered.
It was crazy.
For a long time, with everything going on, including the fact that poor Phelps almost passed out.
Yes.
He's can't breathe. He's given IVs. He couldn't do the interview right away. The screw-ups by so many people involved. The cartwheel flip coming around third base.
And still scoring, yeah. It was amazing. But I was thinking, even as I was, that game was finished, and you're like, oh my gosh, what did I just see? My thought was still, yeah, but it's not a game seven. I mean, it was a great game.
Crazy game. So negative.
But it's just not a game seven.
I mean, I'm in the enjoyment right there. And this guy, listen, everybody knows me as the optimist, you know, so I just.
Hello?
I just take those moments.
It's hard to believe, though, you know, like 5 days later after the Twins win the World Series, we have the Halloween blizzard and, you know, nobody remembers the Twins.
Seriously, just shut up.
You were busy last week, but I did have a guy on who wants to build a memorial to the Halloween blizzard at the state capitol.
Okay, well, I want that guy to be escorted out of the state of Minnesota.
Wow.
I want to say official show policy. Well, we're safe because it's Saturday's Halloween, correct? So Friday, when you're trying to sneak in something about the Halloween storm, cut his mic off, Cook. Cut.
Yeah.
29 years. We look back in a special five-part series.
It snowed, okay? It snowed. Okay. For me, and this is just because golf's my deal, the greatest sporting event I ever watched was the 1986 Masters. On a TV about, I don't know, one of those tiny, tiny college TVs you had in the mid-80s. I don't know, 6 inches by 6 inches or something. I mean, just small as can be. But that is that's my favorite sporting event I have ever watched. I've said before in a variation, if you could put me at any sporting event and I was there and didn't know the results, it would be Ollie Frazier won. Where our country was at Madison Square Garden, Muhammad returning, Frazier as great as he was, the racial filth that was thrown at Joe Frazier, by the way, the onslaught of hate that Muhammad had faced. I mean, Frank Sinatra was the photographer for Life magazine. Because of my father, because of my job, I've been lucky enough to attend a lot of stuff. For me, like the last one with just an enormous rooting interest, for me is Game 7, Wolves in Sacramento. Because that was my job, and I truly care. I'm bitter and cynical and rarely care. The sporting event for me that stood out the most, again, we hardly ever talk boxing on the show. But I was lucky enough, again, through my father, to attend Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, 1986? Cook, check that one out. In the parking lot, Caesar's Palace, with all the hype related to that. Because I used to absolutely love boxing. And at that time, you got within that, depending upon how they can make weight, you got Hagler, Leonard, Hearns, and Durant. And those guys alternating. But Leonard comes back, Hagler's invincible, and there was just something about the palpable energy in the room. It's comparable to when we start Ask Adam Anything. It's
pretty close.
Very similar. All right, Adam, for you, either one, either games you've watched, or maybe a game, or maybe it's a game or two that you've attended that stands out most. And keep the text coming in. For you, a game you attended, or a game you watched, since it's 29 years after Game 7, which games stand out most to you?
Just because there's so many like great games that I've watched on television, it's kind of hard to pick one specifically because I'm often reminded of games that I had totally forgotten about. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember watching that. It was a great game. So I just have three that I attended that really will stick out. The first one, and I don't think anything will ever top it, was being at Game 7 in 1987 with my family and just seeing that firsthand, seeing the Twins win a world championship in the Metrodome was pretty cool. I was 12 at the time, so that was really, really special, and I don't think anything can really top that. 09, Game 163.
Sure.
Covering that for the station, but in the building, that was pretty cool, too. That is about as loud as I've ever heard any building in my life. And then I have to say, in 2000, when the Wild beat the Stars, when the Stars came back and they just dominated.
Seven zip, right?
I think it was 6 or 7-0. That was the one where Neil Broughton's up in the corner and he's got his Stars jersey on and pulls it off for the Wild jersey. That was
traitor.
That was pretty cool too. So those threes really stick out.
Okay, Dan, hang on. I want to get to you. I need to react to a couple texts on our COVID conversation. But text me or call 651-989-9226. Greatest sporting events you've watched or potentially greatest sporting event or game you attended. Let's go. Let's get some calls and texts going. 651-989-9226. Before I get to Dan, I was talking about Adam having the audacity to report on COVID because the texter says if you do that again, I'm not going to listen. Somebody's saying right away it has to be reporting error. We don't know if it's going to be reporting error.
It does.
David
Montgomery from NPR really dives in every day, and he's about the best
really good
source. And he was suggesting that, too. Like, when it first came out, he was, like, waiting to see. It's not a reporting error. It's not bad data. It is. Now, he was saying, too, that there is usually a backlog of testing that happens that we get on Tuesday. That is not the case. However, it is a one-day spike, possibly, that it could level out. Again, you have to look at the seven-day rolling average and not just look at one day. But still, it is concerning.
That's over 7%, right?
Yes.
Seven-day averages, yep. Then also, to AC, I second what Chad said. Stop reporting news about our neighboring states on the stats. They are human defects. Thank you.
Wow.
I thought we're tough.
Human defects.
Human defects.
I think that's tongue-in-cheek, I hope.
I hope so. I don't think so, though, actually. Dan?
Yeah.
Greatest game you've attended or watched? And Adam and I were texting and talking, more that you know, during the break. We said Wisconsin football cannot be included.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, there goes my top five. So to answer your earlier question, Hagler Leonard was April 6th of 1987.
Okay.
Just to get that in.
Got it.
See, the thing about me attending games is that I always attend, I have like this really weird habit of attending the game right before or after something memorable or iconic happens.
That's not good.
No, it's kind of frustrating. I mean, like the biggest thing on my bucket list in terms of a game that I want to attend, I want to be in person at a no-hitter. In all the baseball games that I've ever been at, I might have been a one or two hitter in there, but I've never been at a no-hitter. I've been to the game when Eric Milton threw his for the Twins. I was at the game the day before, but I wasn't at the no-hitter. Some of the biggest, the final game at what was supposed to be the final game at the Metrodome, I was at that game, and then there was game 163 that I wasn't able to go to. So it's always like I'm great game adjacent in terms of physical attendance. Even, or there's something adjacent to the game itself that makes it iconic. Burley and Pavano a few years back, right? Game was over in like an hour and a half, it felt like. And then there's, a tornado damn near hits the place.
Yeah, it was like instantly. I was at that game too.
As soon as it was done.
Downpour.
Yeah, it was just crazy, crazy storm weather. Well, I mean, that's not about the game itself, other than the shortness of the game, getting it in before the storm. But that was, so in terms of attendance, I don't really have anything great. In terms of what I've watched, look, I mean, in 1991, I was 17 years old. So I'm at the height of my Rube sports fanness at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
And so watching Game 7, I went bonkers. Watching Game 7 in 1990.
Did you have the mullet at that point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely would have had the mullet at that point. Yeah, no question about it. So yeah, no, I was in my full baseball rubenous glory at that point. So that to me is how, I also vividly remember where I was when I watched Miracle on Ice, which again was not broadcast live, correct?
No, it was on
radio.
There's a number of people have raised that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you listen, you could listen on 1500. I distinctly remember in my bedroom at the house I grew up in Golden Valley, listening to it, and then a couple hours later, they played it on ABC.
Yeah, and I saw it. I was at a Boy Scout meeting is where I ended up seeing it. But vividly remember that experience and everybody going bonkers, and you talk about, you know, political context and everything that was going on. That may be just the craziest, most amazing game I've ever actually physically witnessed.
Among the texts coming in, when the Gophers finally won a national hockey championship with a long break at the X, Leopold wins the Hobey Baker. Now, wait a second. Is that right? Because they won the back-to-back. Did they win the first? I thought they won the second one.
At the X.
Yeah, the first one they did not win at the X.
Was the first one, too, where they beat Michigan in the semifinal? That was an incredible game. That was because that was, if I remember right, we had Gopher hockey on CCO, and they were going to overtime with Michigan, and I believe that would have been a Twins game maybe we would have had to have.
We dumped out of the game?
Gone to. Yes.
Are you serious?
Or no, that wouldn't have been a Twins game. It would have been a.
Yes, it was a wild game.
It was a wild game. Had to go to a meaningless wild game, and we dumped out of Gopher hockey as they were going into overtime with Michigan.
Not sure about that decision making.
Trust me, we got a lot of calls that thought it was my decision.
I hope so. Mazeroski's World Series homer. That's a great one. My brother flew up from Texas to sit in the dome, watch World Series Game 7. That same summer, he's a Nolan Ryan's no-hitter. A Mad Dog Vachon, greatest match I ever remember. Pampero Firippo? I'm pretty good on my wrestling names. That one doesn't stand out. Somebody says the Twins-Tigers 87 playoff game, game one. That was a great one. That's my marketing skills. I've told that story before, but I'll tell it again real quick. I interned for the station. And so I was helping out in the promotions marketing department at the station. And then I would help out John and Herb. That was John's first year. Year before, it was I think Joe Angel was still there. Is that right? The last 86, maybe when Joe left. And it was Gordo and John Rooney, too, but mainly Gordo. So I leave to go back to the Harvard of the West mid-August, and near the end, they had somehow found out that the Twins and the Star Tribune had worked on something and brought, I don't know how they got it, brought it to a meeting, and all of us thought, what's this thing? This thing won't work at all. Homer Hanke. I think, Adam, I think that worked.
Yes.
So if you need any promotion or promotions or advertising, just come to me.
So you were saying Homer Hanke overrated.
What is this? And then I totally forgot about it. And then I fly in for the first couple games, and I walk in about an hour and a half before. And I think all 50,000 were already in their seats waving the Homer Hanke. And I just started laughing at myself.
By the way, Texter was right. It was the X in 02.
Okay.
It was in Buffalo the next year, and Minnesota beat Michigan again. I think that was the semifinal in overtime.
Okay.
So that would have been.
Because it was more Vanek year two. Wasn't it more Leopold game one, or at the X and Leopold?
Grant Patolny scored the game winner in overtime to beat Maine.
Right. Patolny, he's coaching somewhere, right?
He's coaching at the U for a while.
Yep. Greatest sporting event I've ever watched, WrestleMania 6, The Hulk and Ultimate Warrior. Why not? Sure. Let's see here.
It was really 3. It was Savage and Steamboat at WrestleMania 3.
Thank you. Yeah. Gopher Hockey Championship against Harvard. The ASU of the East. Randy Scarday hits the post right in front of
heartbreaker.
Us. Heartbreaker. That's the Wooger one, right?
Yep, 89.
That's when Wooger had all those great teams. Originally from Pittsburgh, the immaculate reception. Can you imagine if that play happened right now?
Oh, man.
How many replays we would still have on that play?
Imagine the Twitter reaction.
Oh, my God. Somebody brings up the 86 Masters. Yep, that is number one for me. The 1986 Philios Dart Tournament took seventh place. Absolutely. We all talk about that one. Ryder Cup comeback. Carter, the Ben Crenshaw, I've got a feeling. Ryder Cup is way at the top of the list for me. There's a lot. There's the war on the shore. Since you're now a golfing savant, since you're dialed in and you were so close to the club, is that ranked fairly high for you? Any Ryder Cup in particular?
The comeback that was at Brookline.
Yep.
And the Justin Leonard bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Now more golf tournaments for me. The 2000 U.S. Open. Was it 2000 or 2001? Pebble Beach.
2000. Golf has never been played.
Nope.
Better. Ever. 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 Anytime the Packers beat the Vikings. Okay, Vikings. For me, I would say Vikings-Falcons NFC Championship game. I mean, it was just so memorable. And I'm there just as an observer. I mean, it just was a stunning, stunning game. The Hail Mary, Kramer to Rashad, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
The Favre, when Favre beat the 49ers.
Yes.
Was it Wright? What was his name?
Greg Lewis.
Greg Lewis, close.
Yeah, you're right on it.
Greg Lewis, that
you're
was
right. That is Greg Lewis. Yeah. Let's see. Wild, it's got to be. You mentioned the 7-0 and then the 1 year when they pulled off the two game sevens.
Mm-hmm.
The Wolves. I guess the last 15 years, it's when they won and beat the Nuggets and made the playoffs. Gopher football, Penn State last year, right? Gopher basketball. The year that didn't happen. The Lynx obviously had plenty of them. They win championships. And then I would say the first time we golfed together, Adam. That's another one.
I was thinking St. Paul Men's League Hockey. I mean, I got a couple there we could go over if you want.
Before they cut you.
Time is running short here, but.
Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah.
Right?
Hello. Yeah, no kidding. Duh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nothing beats the 2018 World Plowing Championship at Baudette. How about when Moss mooned the fans at Lambeau? See, I love that, too, because what Joe Buck said and how it still just infuriates Vikings fans. They haven't let up at all. Taking third place at the 1988 shortstop at Wilmer. Oh, yeah. Played a bunch of those shortstops. I hear you. Vikings, Seahawks, TCF says, except for the ending. No, the ending makes it.
Yeah.
What's still the most indelible memory from that game, though?
Bud Grant in short sleeves.
That's it. That's it. And it was, what, 20 below wind chill? I mean, I think it was actually below zero. And just Bud being Bud, that's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.